So let me get my notes, otherwise I'm not going to get very far. Thanks, Pete. So I've got a double pleasure this morning. Not only do I get to lead the meeting, but I get to explain about baptisms as well, which is really good. So what I'm going to do now is just give a brief overview of baptism and what it means and what these five young people are actually stepping into this morning. And I'll also, as part of that, just walk you through the logistics of how it's going to happen this morning as well. Am I working? Yeah, I'm working. So there's, particularly in the Church of England, they christen babies soon after they're born. Here at SCF, we don't actually christen babies after they're born. We dedicate them because we believe that baptism is something that adults do, young people do, when they're old enough to make the decision for themselves. And so we have huge joy in dedicating babies that are born into the church family here at SCF. But baptism is something that people do when they're ready to make a choice. And baptism is a key milestone on these young people's journey in being part of the worldwide Church of God and of being here in relationship with the community of believers here at SCF. So this is a really key milestone for them. But what is baptism? It's both a symbolic act and an outward symbol of an inward change. What do we mean by that? Well, this act of baptism goes back to Jesus dying on the cross and his body being taken into the tomb, and then Jesus rising again out of death. So as the young people go beneath the water, they are dying to self. Their old life is behind them as they go beneath the water, and as they rise out of the water, they rise into a new life. Their old life is behind them, and they have a whole new future with Jesus Christ in front of them. And as they're reborn into that new life, then we expect them to receive the Holy Spirit. We expect them to be infilled afresh with the Holy Spirit, and we expect them to receive new gifts from the Holy Spirit. That's our expectation. And so as these young people make this choice to be baptized, they're following in Jesus' footsteps as he submitted to his Father and he stood in the River Jordan And John the Baptist baptized him in the River Jordan. So even Jesus needed to submit to that baptism of going beneath the water and then coming out. And if you remember the story, the Holy Spirit descends upon him like a dove. So these young people this morning, they know a thing or two. They know a thing or two. And they know that Jesus Christ is, was, and forever will be the Son of God. Jesus Christ is part of the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that amazing mystery of the Son in heaven deciding to cast off all his glory and to come to earth as a man, to be born as a baby, to grow as a man, and then to die the most horrendous death that the Romans could invent. He chose to do that. And then he didn't just die in the tomb. He didn't. His body just didn't lie in the tomb. But he rose to life again. And there's those amazing stories. I don't like the word story because it implies that it could have been made up. But accounts of Jesus meeting with his disciples that show us that this wasn't a ghost. It wasn't an apparition. This was actually the Son of God being raised again to life in bodily form. And he did all that for a reason. And these young people know what that reason was. That reason was that he was the final sacrifice. He was without sin, and yet he chose to carry all the sin that every single one of us has committed and will commit on his shoulders as he died on that cross. He was the ultimate sacrifice, the once and for all sacrifice. That means that every single one of us who come before Jesus Christ, accept him as Lord and Saviour, and every single one of us who says, Lord, I got it wrong. I got it wrong. And I'm not going to do it wrong again. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to face a new direction. And I'm going to go forward with you. In the Christian jargon, that's called repentance. And they know that having done that, they can walk forward with their heads held high, covered in by Jesus, to be able to stand before Father God without blemish. And they can stand there with a clear conscience, knowing that Jesus has already paid that sacrifice. And these young people know that there's no sin that's too big and no shame that's too deep for Jesus to cover. There's nothing anybody has done in this world that Jesus can't cover. And Jesus is there waiting with his hand held out. All we have to do is just put our hand into his and accept that sacrifice that he made for us. So in getting ready for today, these young people have accepted, they've recognized their personal need for Jesus. They need Jesus in their lives because none of us can live the life that Jesus wants us to live on our own. We can only do that through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit working within us. They've confessed their sins to Jesus, and they've committed to turn away from their old ways. They've asked God for forgiveness, and they know that through their confession, their repentance, and their commitment to follow Jesus, then God has forgiven them personally. This today is a serious act that these people are entering into, because they're committing to follow the teachings of Jesus for the rest of their lives. This isn't a one-off commitment. This is a commitment for the rest of their lives that they're making. And they are joining that worldwide church as brothers and sisters of all of those who've already been through baptism and have committed our lives to Jesus. So as you come out of the water, you are my brother, you are my sisters. It's an amazing, amazing thought, isn't it? And as I said earlier, we are encouraged to earnestly desire spiritual gifts. So earnestly desire those spiritual gifts, not for your building up, so that you can build up the church and you can serve people who you meet along the way. Those gifts are not just for you, they're for you to give away. And as you give away those gifts, the Holy Spirit will fill you more and more. So let's just read some scripture. Romans 6, 3 and 4 says, it is that all of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that Jesus, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And then Acts says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all of those who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. So why are they doing it? Are they doing it because it's a good idea? Are they doing it because other people have done it? No, they're doing it because they are being obedient to the call of Jesus to be baptized. And they're making a public declaration, and that's why we do it amongst here on a Sunday morning, so that they're doing it as a public declaration to their friends, their family, and everybody gathered here today. And they're standing in their own right. They're going to be prayed for by some people in a moment, but they're standing in their own right. They have made this choice, not their parents. And that act of obedience is, as I said earlier, that all who believe should be baptized. So what next? Well, I'm going to call them up in a moment, and just so that everybody's aware of what's going to happen. Sammy, are you okay to let the ladies go first? So we're going to start with Imani and Alicia, then Gracie and Ruth, and then Sammy. At the end, if that's okay.
Sorry, Craig, I'm just going to go and get Ezzy and Maya.
Right.
So, can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that now if you like. Yep, we've got time. It's all right, we're not actually going to do the baptisms until quarter two. And then they can be back for the baptisms. That's what's been planned. Yeah. So all the youth have stayed in so that all the youth can hear the testimonies, but the younger children will come back in at quarter two. So that's the batting order. So we're going to have a time of worship now that will allow these young people and the people who are going to be in the pool with them to go and get changed, get ready, I got totally thrown there. So we're going to do the testimonies, then we will have a time of worship, at which point, otherwise you'll be standing there in your swimming trunks, which is not very good, is it? Then we'll have a time of worship, then you can come back and the baptisms will take place. Those baptisms, we tend to do it fairly informally here at SCF. Mark, I think you've set up a video camera, so you better see it happening on the screen. But if you want to come down and see what's happening, then please just come out. But let the children and those with friends and family get to the front, so they've got the best positions around the pool. And please, it's great to get photographs at this time as well. So use your cameras as well at that point. Is that okay? Good. Right. So